Last week, we heard about a Houston man who was arrested in connection with a 30-year-old student loan debt. He wasn't arrested for defaulting on that loan, but for failing to appear in court when summoned. Nevertheless, it was a stark reminder that student loan debt follows you for life. But can it follow you overseas? Some borrowers facing default have actually moved abroad to avoid paying back their student loans. Joshua Cohen is an attorney who focuses on student financial aid. Welcome.
Thank you.
So first of all, it sounds a little hard to believe, but are there Americans who are actually leaving the country in an attempt to escape their student loan payments, the student loan debt?
Yes. Yes, there are.
Is this even a good idea?
You know, it's hard to say. You have to be in their shoes. If someone wants to go abroad and they're traveling and their student loans just happen to be an issue, okay, that's fine. But if leaving the country because of your student loan debt, that's the reason, that to me says they're not fully educated on all of their available options.
Okay, so we'll talk about the options in just a second. But first, walk me through a little bit more about what happens. I mean, if a person, say, with six-figure student loan leaves the country and moves, I don't know, anywhere, they just stop paying and either the federal government or the company that owns the private loan just can't find them or doesn't ask for payments. I mean, what happens?
Well, they're two different beasts. The private loans, there's only so much they can do. You're not in the country. They can look for you. But if they can't find you, it sits. The federal loans, well, they sit too. But because there's no statute of limitations, how long are you planning on being out of the country is really the first question. Mm. If you're never coming back, maybe that plan will work. But if you want to visit your relatives and plan on moving back to the U.S. or even want that as an option, well, the federal loans will be here waiting for you.
And so I suppose, like you said, if you never want to come back to the United States, then maybe this is an option. So overall, for the other than the few people who want to permanently expatriate, this doesn't sound like a rational option for folks who really are genuinely struggling under mountains of debt. So what are their other options?
Well, the options are learn more about what there is. And those options are IDR, income-driven repayment, meaning a payment based on your income or lack thereof.
Mm. So tell us a little bit more about that. Why aren't more people taking advantage of those?
Most people don't even know about it. I think it's ridiculous that here I am, I have a law practice that does nothing but student loan issues. And I get calls every day from people that have never heard of income-based repayment.
Mm. Now, would income-based repayment, does it work with federal loans and private loans, or is it mostly just through your federal loans?
It only works with federal loans. Private loans give you a payment option. It's pay or don't pay. I don't really consider that an option in my book. Mm-hmm. But federal loans, you can have these income-driven plans. And there's actually five of them out there just to keep things nice and confusing for everyone.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we may not have time to go through all the details of each one of those five. But let me ask you, it sounds like from what I hear you saying, you don't think the federal government itself is doing a good enough job to tell people, hey, these income-based repayment plans are an option.
They do a terrible job. Let me ask you a question. When was the last time you saw a commercial on TV that told you about your options for your federal loans?
Never.
Exactly. Why? We spend all this tax money hiring debt collectors instead of keeping people out of default in the first place. And servicers do a terrible job. That's why they're calling me. They shouldn't have to.
Hmm. Well, so then other than income-based repayment, though, are there any other options?
Well, there are five different plans, but in the end, they all come down to looking at your family size and your income. They don't look at expenses, but they do look at your income or lack thereof. And most of them compare you to the poverty index. So, you know, you take someone that's making $20,000 a year as a single person, maybe freshly out of college, they can get a payment that's probably going to be $10 or $20 a month. Well, that they can afford. Uh-huh. But if they had to pay their 10-year amortization on their $35,000, that's more like $250 a month. You can see the difference.
Yeah. Let me just ask you a couple more questions about those people who are still stuck on the idea of maybe leaving the country to relieve themselves of their student loan burdens. Say, and this is just regarding a federal loan, say you did that. I mean, could the federal government instead, I don't know, take Social Security benefits? Could they put back taxes on any wages you had earned in the United States? I mean, what are the tools that the federal government could use?
Well, the federal government tools are pretty big. One, if you're a W-2 earner, they can garnish your wages without a judgment. It's called administrative wage garnishment. If you're collecting Social Security, either retirement or disability, they can offset up to 15% of that. And the big one that's happening right now is they'll take your federal tax refund. And then, of course, lastly is they could sue you if the other three don't work.
Right. And then there's also the possibility of if you had a co-signer, they go after the co-signer.
Well, the good thing about federal loans is it very, very rarely is there going to be a co-signer.
Okay. It's mostly just the student then. So your final advice to people listening who are thinking, you know, maybe Mexico or Canada or, I don't know, Costa Rica don't look so bad all of a sudden?
The final advice is learn your options. Because I actually get quite a few people that live abroad calling me to get their loans back in order so they can come back to the U.S.
All right. Well, Joshua Cohen is an attorney who focuses on student loan issues. He's obviously very knowledgeable, as you just heard. We've got a link to his website, and it's at hereandnow.org. Joshua Cohen, thanks so much.
Thank you.